Nikki.
I'd like to call to order this portion of the Taney County Commission meeting this Wednesday, July 13th, 2011. It's 8:45. As per agenda, the first item of business, and we have a number of items that we're going to try to take care of before the 9 o'clock BOE, is simply stated non-performance contract. Let me ask Nikki, was Jim going to call in?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
We received the draft that you're looking at right now from Mr. Frank Cotty. He drafted that yesterday according to the letter that we had given him, which was sent to us by Mr. Malicote. And it needed to be in contract form and not letter form.
And remind me, this agreement and the decision to move forward for non-performance has already been made by the commission?
That is correct. He was awarded as the bidder. And for him to perform any type of services or anything in that nature, he needs to have a contract with the county.
My question is this, in the letter that came from Frank addressing this, from Mr. Cotty addressing this, it said that... It appeared the commission wanted to act on this as soon as possible?
Yes.
Is there something that's time sensitive about this?
It's been lingering and ongoing.
I understand that. I'm curious which commissioner felt that we needed to act on this ASAP. The reason I ask is it wasn't me.
Not I.
Let me but then stress, I think it would have been important for he to be here.
We talked about it in the office. Danny was there. He said, we don't have time to do this today. Talk to the attorney, have him draft something. I had mentioned to Jim also that this had been a lingering issue. He said, have Mr. Cotty draft it because with contracts and agreements, you always want there to be a legal review.
This was on the agenda, Mr. Houseman, for Monday. Or what day? I've lost track of days, but it was in our regular meeting Monday.
Monday.
The 11th. And we didn't get to it. There was a couple of items because we had to go into BOE. There was a couple of things that was on the agenda that we didn't get covered.
That's correct.
And... Is that one of the days that we didn't even get to eat lunch? Or,
I believe so.
So,
yes.
Crackers.
But anyway, the thing of it is I haven't had time to review. As I told Nikki, I wanted Mr. Cotty to review, to present to the commission. Basically, and I hate to say it sound this way, but it has been such a lingering process that I can't remember all the details that pertain to the...
Debbie Redford was involved in this, started with the
I know she was. The bid, everything that was part of it, there was a long discussion about performance and non-performance.
Correct.
I had a meeting with Mrs. Redford where we discussed her experience or different things that she'd had in the past, and she gave me an idea that she thought that the non-performance was the best way for the county to go.
Correct.
So we went out for bid, and when it was opened up, and Mr. Malachi ended up being the low bidder on the... So that's what I understand about it. I don't really understand a whole lot about the workings of it.
I I agree with your timeline that you've cited. That wasn't my issue. I'm doing my best. Thankfully, it's only a two-page document. I just feel uncomfortable signing a contract for $500 million without having read it. So I'm in the process of doing that. Rick?
I visited with several of these different people before we started. And when you did the bid, did you bid for a proposal? Did you do a request for
request qualifications?
Okay, if I'm not mistaken, in that process, you would now be in the process of negotiating the contract. You may actually...
No, there was a bid contained.
Okay.
And there were amounts that were disclosed.
So
that it was also a bid, not just...
Okay.
I believe that there was more than just a request for qualifications. And if I'm mistaken about that part, then I will state that I know that there were negotiations. I just had not read the document itself that the lawyer had drawn up.
Okay. We received it late yesterday afternoon while you gentlemen were in BOE.
Okay.
Nikki, I'm not upset with you
or
anyone else in the process. I just want to read.
That's fine. Uh-huh.
And I'm doing that.
Rick, along the lines that you got up and spoke about, I also understood that once there was a RFQ put out and acceptance of this company, I'll just put it that way. I don't know how it's worded, Mr. Mm-hmm. There was a bid then for performance. Ron, I'm going to look at that too.
Well, let me step in if I might. If I'm not mistaken, this was the only
non-performance bid.
The non-performance proposal that was submitted to the county. There were, I think, three that were based on performance. There was just one that was on non-performance. This county commission chose to go and follow the route of non-performance, correct?
Correct.
Ron, I might give you a little bit of light then of why it might be time sensitive, because I did visit with this company before we ever got into that. They came in and visited with me in my office, and they talked about, one of the things they talked about was that the actual labor costs were time sensitive. They had to get those, and if you accepted a bid at a certain time, then the labor costs were going to be less.
Thank you for refreshing my memory, because prevailing wage may increase.
Yeah,
if we don't catch it under, it could cost considerably more. You're exactly right.
I'm pretty convinced that's why you're being time sensitive.
You're exactly right. It is time sensitive. And that was first brought to our attention by Debbie Redford, if I remember.
Either Mr. Malcote or, I can't remember Rick's last name.
Rick with EPM?
Yeah.
Yes.
If you will make a motion to approve said agreement, Commissioner, I will second it. And we do have counsel's verification that he's gone through it, so that makes me also feel a lot more comfortable, but I have read it now, so I do feel better about that.
Refresh my memory, Ron.
Yes,
sir. This has been a drawn-out process, and I will ask that you also, you people that have listened to this proposal is supposed to be a payback after a certain number of years.
And the short answer to that is yes.
Okay, and the short answer to that is 10 years, 5 years, or because we went through so many presentations. The reason I say this, we went through probably 4 or 5 presentations from different companies that presented, but this was the only non-performance that bid the project. am not refreshed on the number of years for the payback on the energy savings. But I will go ahead, because it was at the time that we listened to it and went out for this, we were all in agreement on it, so I'm going to make a motion that we accept the contract.
Approve the contract?
Approve it, yeah.
Vicki, you have
Would you like to get some of that information? You want me to get some of that information
from
Linda? Because Linda was heavily involved in it.
I'd like an update on it, yes.
I will second the motion to approve the agreement between the County of Taney and Malacote Winslow Engineers. Discussion? Motion's been made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. I'm going to go ahead and sign this. Nikki, next order of business is?
Our agreement, which you have in front of you, received this morning from Pat Keck. She had been in contact with Empire Electric.
This was discussed, Dan, yesterday, if I recall, in exec session, and everything we've asked for has been provided.
Yes. I make a motion to approve said contract between Taney County and, is it Empire District is the way it's listed, Ron?
Yes, it is.
Yes, for an easement.
I would second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the agreement as presented for an easement between Empire District Electric Company and Taney County. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. And Nikki, the next order of business. Mutual aid agreement.
With the city of Joplin, Carlin spoke to you briefly about it. We need to get a motion on the table so that Donna may attest to your signature.
Ron, this is a repayment for services through the so that the city of Joplin can apply for in their process the monies that we spent in helping them, and they're going to go to FEMA to try to retrieve those monies for us, and that's what this contract is. That's between us and the city of Joplin, isn't it?
Yes.
I make a motion to have you sign that contract of agreement between Taney County and the city of Joplin.
I second the motion. The motion has been made and seconded, allowing the presiding commissioner to sign the mutual aid agreement between the city of Branson or city of Joplin and Taney County. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Nikki, is that all the business we have this morning?
Yes, yes.
And you said what? You're going to take that back?
Yeah, I'll make some copies.
Thank you. Gentlemen, if you want to come in, we're going to start BOE very shortly. Ron, thank you, sir.
Ron,
am I understanding that you are perhaps going to be making a trip to Boone County to check with purchasing officer?
Had not heard back from her yet.
Oh, okay.
Keep chasing her.
Nikki.
Yes.
Rogan Bridge had some important stuff that we've been working on, you and I, that Randy needed to be a part of. I need to get that scheduled on the agenda for whenever it works out best for Mr. Houseman and
he came to me yesterday asking about discussion of Outground Roads.
Outground Roads,
yes.
Environmental studies,
yes.
Things like that.
Yes.
So whenever you get time to schedule that or bring us a request, I guess, or you can fill out a request form and I'll sign it, because you and Randy can get together and work on that.
Okay.
Okay.
Randy is requesting an hour.
For that?
To discuss several things.
What day?
My list is upstairs. And we haven't really found a day yet when all of you are going.
Week from Monday?
Probably the 25th.
can adjourn for the week, correct?
Because it came down.
Commissioner Strahan, I would entertain a motion to adjourn county commission.
A second.
No, you go ahead and make the motion.
Oh, you're.
I was asking you to.
Yeah, I'll make the, so moved.
And I second. The motion's been made and seconded to adjourn this portion of the county commission. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Thank you for that technical point, and we will. Are you turning that off, and then we'll come back for BOE? Okay, thank you.